This is the PM News Brief for Friday, January 20th, 2023. I'm Katie Hallam. The Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals says the historic Kickapoo Reservation was disestablished. According to the Associated Press, the court's decision involves the case of a Seminole citizen challenging his state conviction on 4 counts of lewd acts with a child. The ruling agrees with the lower court's decision stating the reservation had been seceded back to the United States in 1897 with land allotments and cash payments to tribal citizens. Under the agreement, each of the estimated 300 Kickapoos at the time were allotted 80 acres of land and cash. The deadline to submit bill proposals ended this week, and what lawmakers care about is becoming clear. As OPMX's Caitlin Mills reports, one of these bills looks to end straight party voting.
Senate Bill 568, authored by Democratic Senator Mary Boren, looks to amend parts of the law to remove straight party voting, as well as update language to be more gender neutral. Oklahoma is only one of 6 states to offer straight party voting, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Some proponents argue it's a time-saving measure, while some critics say the option discourages voters from researching individual candidates. Several states have chosen to remove straight party voting in recent years, including Texas, Utah, and Iowa. But the option remains popular in Oklahoma. Nearly 42% of voters used it during the November 8th election. Lawmakers will be able to consider the bill when session begins in February. In Oklahoma City, I'm Caitlin Mills.
And an Oklahoma lawmaker has filed a bill that aims to strengthen the state's seatbelt laws. Democratic State Senator Kerry Hicks has filed 2 bills to change the seatbelt requirements. One bill would include all passengers to wear seatbelts regardless of age. The other would require children 8 years or older to buckle up. Under current state law, drivers and front seat passengers are required to buckle up, but it's optional for those in the back seat. Senator Hicks has filed similar legislation in the past that has previously failed. Native filmmakers from Oklahoma and beyond are making a splash at the Sundance Film Festival this week in Park City, Utah. As OPMX's Allison Odetta reports, the 45-year-old festival has made it a point to support indigenous filmmakers.
The Sundance Film Festival has been a hub for Native filmmakers to screen work, get funding, and network. This year, 2 films made in Oklahoma about Native communities are creating excitement. One of them is Erica Tremblay's film Fancy Dance, which will premiere on Friday, January 20th. The film follows a queer Native American woman whose sister has gone missing, and she's left as the unlikely caretaker to her 13-year-old niece. Tremblay, who's Seneca Cayuga, says the Indian Child Welfare Act was top of mind when she wrote the script with Michiana Alice.
We really wanted to challenge the question, like in situations like this, how should we be keeping Native families together and who really should be responsible for raising Native children?
Tremblay took advantage of an incentive offered by the Cherokee Nation Film Office for the project. Another Oklahoma story at Sundance takes place within the Muscogee Nation reservation boundaries and tackles the issue of independent and free press for tribal news outlets. Muscogee Nation filmmaker Rebecca Lansbury Baker and her collaborator Joe Peeler will premiere the film Bad Press about Muscogee media's battle for independence after their 2015 Free Press Act was repealed and later instated.
One of the things that I want fellow tribal citizens and those in Indian country to come away with after having watched our film is that free press in Indian country supports tribal sovereignty.
Both films were supported by Sundance Institute and are part of a long tradition the organization has of incubating and supporting indigenous filmmakers. I'm Allison Herrera.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media. We also invite you to subscribe to the KGOU AM News Brief with host Nick Daniels.